to bring the expansion. They've been trying to expand, trying to prosper, trying to get established, trying to root, trying to bear fruit. Sudden root, sudden fruit. Lord, let the expansion of fruitfulness and rain begin to fall, even in their business, their call, and all the things, Father. Let that fruitfulness, let the connections, the network, all the things they need that you have planned for them, now that they're ready, now let it all fall into place. Give them grace for the shift and the expansion now. Let it be like a refreshing rain. Let it be like dew resting in them, Father, that it will be a nourishing time, not a traumatizing time. Let it be a nourishing rain, the former and latter rains, the nourishing rain and the heavy rains. And switch it all out, Father, and let it be a quick work, but let it be a glorious work. And let their business never be the same, but let it bear fruit and prosper and expand into all those things that you have put in their heart, that you've shown them they're going to do in the future. Let it begin to open up, Father, in Jesus' name.
That was for John. Mm-hmm. Now for Ann.
You're not just going to stay in the office. Answering phones and doing books. But he's going to give you lots of hooks, because you're going to get lots of looks, because then an unusual manifestation of the glory is going to begin to break out of you, and it's going to draw people from everywhere. Because you're called to fish with his presence, and you have a special expression that you're going to release that is just going to bring such a peace to so many. So, Father, I thank you for these fishermen that fish with you and let your presence impregnate everything they do. In Jesus' name.
Amen. This is for Peggy.
You're such a nurturer, such a mommy. You raise up many kids, and even the grown-ups, you said, kids, will you stop, grown-ups, will you stop being a kid? And you nurture many leaders, too. Because God needs more like you. And it's time to start training the mothers. It's time to start training mother. It's like sonship. There needs to be motherhood. And I'm not talking about natural. I'm talking about those that will mother the body and grow them up quickly. And so, Father, I thank you for the downloads and the schools and the tools to begin to quickly grow the church up to be, to begin mothering and fathering the body again. Let there be a growth and a maturity. And, Lord, even give her entire schools and courses of the Spirit, not just legal things, but, Lord, spiritual substance that will quickly ignite a mature church to quickly bring healing to the masses.
Thank you, Lord. Gail is next.
I see you at the helm of a pirate ship. You know, like Johnny Depp, he's standing there, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, and you got that steering wheel with the knobs on it. What do you call the helm? The steering wheel with the knobs on the ship's wheel. I see you with your hands on the wheel of the ship. And because you have an adventurous spirit. And that kind of bothers people. But that's who you are. And so you have to let go of what people think, or your ship's going to sink. And you have to let yourself be free to be the leader he's called you to be. Mm-hmm. Because you are in leadership, but you can't lead the way people like you to or want you to. You have to be okay with being a strange bird. That's what the Lord told me one day. He said, eagles are strange birds. You have to be okay. And if they don't like you, too bad. He says, I like you. And I made you that way. So you have to be okay with being you. That's why God's expanding you from the inside. You're loosening up. And you're not going to, you're in the future somewhere and you don't look like you look right now. You know, Kim Clement.
Yeah.
You're going to step into a brand new you and it's going to surprise you, but it's going to be so exciting because you're an adventure. And you know, the church has been stuck in her religious rut so long, she doesn't know how to have an adventure with God. Because we regulate God so much, we don't let him wiggle. But you're going to have such adventures that wherever you go, they're not going to want you to come because you're going to unlock them and take them on adventures. But you know what? They can't shut you out because God's going to ship you right in. He's going to slip the ship into their pier. And he's going to say, "Here, I'm here." And all of a sudden, they're invaded by God. Because God has a sneaky way of slipping in through you, and it's going to surprise people, but it's going to be good for them. And so don't be afraid to let God be God wherever you go. If he wants to rock their boats, let him. Because they need the leadership, and they need your heart in order to start.
This is for Susan.
All Susans are awesome.
That's special.
Yeah. You're special. But Susan, you're not losing anymore.
I'm what?
You're not losing anymore.
Okay.
Susan is going to be cruising because you've been giving the devil a bruising. You've been fighting back enough that you're getting free. And you're getting free governmentally. And it's going to bring such a perspective shift that you're actually going to lift in your gift, and it's going to be like Susan going for a cruising. You know, you work all week, and then you want to get a little out, so you jump in your hot rod, and you go for a cruise, and you feel really good. Sometimes we just need a change of scenery, and God is going to give you such an understanding. It's going to be like a scenery change, and it's going to be like you getting into a different car. It's going to be a freeing perspective that's kind of like, wow, this is awesome. And it lifts you into a whole new place. And so God wants to just give you your desires, and he's going to take you a whole lot higher, and it's going to ignite a deeper fire. And we all need that because sometimes we get fuddy-duddy and God says, no, you need more than a vacation. You need a renovation, a revelation. But it's more like an ignition that's going to bring such a release and a perspective and joy. It's going to launch you into a whole new place and give you energy and strength and mobility like you haven't known for a while. You're going to come alive. Isn't that exciting? Yes. Amen. Sometimes
Thank
we
you,
need
Lord.
That.
Thank you, Lord. And now this is for Stacy.
Upper room, upper floor. In our church, one of the things that the Lord told us to do in to encourage us to say yes to go into the upper place because it was more money, obviously. And we're a small group, about your size, you know. And we said, God, we can't afford anymore, right? Because it was a lot more. I mean, in our eyes, it was a lot more. In God's eyes, that's pennies, right? But it was only $250 more than we're paying now for 1,200 square more feet. But $250 is like $1,000 right now, you know. But one of the things the Lord said to do is he said, call Stacy and ask her if she would like to rent one of your offices for her accounting business in Rochester for $200, which is pennies. And so I called because she'd been praying to God for an office for her business because she lives in Syracuse, we're in Rochester, and she goes clear to Buffalo. So she needed a midway point so it wouldn't kill her every time she had to go out. So when we offered it to her, it opened a door, so she took it for $200 a month, and we only have to pay $50 more for the bigger place. But the Lord says that Jacob and Boaz, the marketplace and the church, are going to begin to merge and converge for the harvest. That business and ministry are going to begin to flourish together. Amen. And begin to benefit one another and begin to expand together. And so she's moving in November 1st, and we're still trying to get in there, hopefully by the end of October. We'll see what happens. But what there is, it's the beginning of the converging of Jacob and Boaz, the two sticks being restored, and the laboring of ministry and finances and business for the sake of funding the end time harvest. Yes. And so I just saw a very big door for her. And so when she jumped in, where everybody's excited, enabled her to go forward, enabled us to go forward. And so God's going to begin to do unusual things in our businesses, our ministries, or whatever we do out here. He's going to begin to merge things and actually expand things and tell us to do things we never thought of doing, but it's actually going to be a benefit. And it's actually going to increase everybody that does it together. So I thank you, Lord, for the expansion, the uplift, and the downdraft. Because when there's an uplift, there's also a downdraft in weather terms. Heaven and earth converging, even through her accounting and finance business, and her network, in her future endeavors that you're going to do, that she's just now stepping into by this, is going to launch her further into what she thinks and what she sees. It's going to be even further than that. But it's a beginning, and it's a seed, and the seed is sprouting this week because the rain is falling on it. So, Lord, we thank you for the rain, the growth, the maturity, and the fruit. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And that rejection that you tasted over multiple seasons was also the Father's protection,
yeah,
which you jumped inside when I released that word because you tasted that.
Yeah.
You tasted it in a way now you will be able to have never touched any other way.
Yep.
But today the Lord wounds that came at that time, and the heart that was bleeding is no more. The heart that is smiling has come to life.
Yep.
And it is now going to be a day of victory for you. And the talents that God gave me for those 20 years when I was learning to be free, Lord, now this woman comes into her freedom because of your great mercy and your great favor, and it will go on forever in Jesus' name.
Because your ceiling is now her floor. Of what he taught you will now be the beginning of where she goes.
Have fun.
Hallelujah, I will.
See how we cross-pollinate each other, but we also elevate each other and expand. And you, my brother, the rains that began to fall last night. Abraham, that began to flood your being is just the beginning of the floods. There's going to be a lifting up for the next 40 days. There's coming a flood in your life, a 40-day flood.
Good.
That's going to lift you into a whole different realm and understanding and function and manifestation of the glory. By the time you get out of these 40 days, you're going to be a different arc. You're going to have a different spark. You're going to have a voice, and you're going to have a command because you trust in him and you chose to stand. Now watch the demonstration of his hand.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
40 days.
He can hear, but he turned him up.
That's okay.
No?
He heard it because he's laughing.
Yeah.
He heard it.
Yeah.
You got him blessed now? Thank you, Lord.
Yep. That's good.
I will make sure that this gets written so that you'll be able to rehearse it.
Yeah.
Okay, young man? Love you.